Bandwidth for the Weird Things podcast provided by Wired Tree. For sites of any size and world-class customer service, head on over to WiredTree.com.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the After Things podcast. I'm Bryce Castillo, joined with Justin Robert Young.
Hey!
And Brian Brushwood.
Holy cow. Do we want to make this a tech minute corner hour kind of thing? Because it's so curious to me that we're, on the one hand, we've never had better audio than we've ever had. And also, we've never had worse audio than we've ever had.
Worse video.
At this moment. I mean everything.
So, for the Weird Things audience, because the Weird Things audience is not... maybe heard any of
sure,
this.
Sure.
So right now,
bring them up to speed.
At HQ, we're having some connection issues, like many people across the country, uploading content. You know, a lot of the internet is not symmetrical in terms of being able to upload and download. And because the pipes are super congested, we've just been having a real tough time getting even a solid 5 or 6 megabits up for the video stream and handling Skype. And we have this new box, which I think people did get a listen to last week and got a fuller experience of it this week, where we're able to have a discrete audio call between sides. And so Justin's coming in a little closer to his source audio. Andrew was last week as well. And that is not a huge bandwidth hog. It's still compressed audio. So that's not a huge deal, but it affects our ability to send a complete stream, a continuous stream out to Twitch. It affects Justin's ability to see us. You know, when our upload goes down, we turn into, Minecraft. This is now week two, week three of various issues and trying to solve it. Even last week, Brian, right? The Spectrum came by, our provider Spectrum came by and installed a business class line.
Yeah, right now we actually have two boxes in the IT closet. There was a cable modem and our router. There was, when I came in the other day,
like seven.
Over seven.
There's a lot of them.
Wow.
Like two of them zip tied together. And when we were asked, like, what is this? They were like, that's your complimentary hotspot. They're like, why does it have its own independent connection to the internet? They're like,
because that's their crazy Spectrum network one.
Yeah. The general hope is that having business class, unfortunately, we're paying for both right now, but the hope is that having business class will give us the ability to get somebody different on the phone line when stuff goes down and somebody with a different set of tools, because it looks like they gave us the exact same router, but I assume with a little whisper, you're Platinum Elite, somewhere sure. on there.
Yeah.
And, at least from how it used to be, it was not like you were promised any sort of prioritization or better data handling on the connection side. It's not like your data would be more important than Susie down the street.
Yeah. You mean under the residential?
Yes. Sorry.
Yeah.
Business
on the residential, it's just like, hey, man, y'all's in the same pool. And if all of you are swimming at the same time, there's going to be a lot of bodies around each other. Whereas business class had the implicit, we will make sure that you are never more than 35 megabits away from another person or never less than that, whatever.
But that was implicit, not explicit.
Yeah.
So, even Justin, you were trying to the wireless the satellite internet thing.
Yeah, not satellite. It is wireless, but it's a point to point connection. So a fiber line comes in, and so you have a super super strong connection, and then that is connected to my place not by a wire, but rather by a wireless connection between two dishes. And so that is, it gives you a few advantages. Like my upload is insane. Like my upload is now like 230 up versus like 130 down, which is insane. The unreliability is that if it rains, or something happens to the dish, then I'm screwed, right? It either degrades or it goes out entirely. And the company, while very nice, is very much a mom and pop ISP. So that is technically the backup now, although that is the primary one that we stream from. It has gone down twice, once because of internet tomfoolery where somebody was, after the install, somebody unplugged something else. And then once because an unknown thing that was not in our building needed to be changed because it was down. Mm-hmm. But we still have our Comcast. So push comes to shove. We, you know, if this goes down with Monkey Brains, then we switch to Comcast. And that way, Ashley, who is now doing a lot more uploading, you know, just in terms of video calls and stuff like that, you know, can have her own dedicated connection. Although, to be fair, I don't know how much her doing anything really matters. I think this is more of a throttling that happens from the ISP side.
Yeah, I mean, the sense that we got is that in general across the country, this is an issue, right? As more people are moving to working remote, uploading files, doing video conferencing all the time, everyone holding their own, say, happy hours, any number of things where suddenly people are uploading a lot more data than they ever had before.
Yeah, that's one of the weird things is that by joining the business class club, number one, not only are we doubling our expenditures, but number two, really all we're joining a network that promises less, but promises you'll at least get that. So there's the fake promise of a gigabit that never shows up, and there's the fake promise of about 40 megabits upstream that also never shows up. Whereas on business, it's the quote-unquote real promise of 600 megabits and the quote-unquote real promise of 35 megabits up for roughly the same cost. But really, I guess we're just entering this squeaky wheel club, right? Where it's like we get the right to be heard when we don't get what we're promised.
Yes. And like, were those numbers that you just mentioned, like, were those explicit promises? Yeah. Or was that just someone on the phone? People on the phone will talk.
I mean, I guess we'll find out. I mean,
I was going to say, we are about to find out because that is, I could see the light in Brian's eyes die as people in the chat room after we went through this effort to ensure the safeguard of this. Now all of a sudden people are complaining about, like, oh, we're getting the same drop frames because we did not go through all that effort that we went through so we could have the same damn problems.
We've already cataloged calls 1 through 8. Get ready for a new chapter. Call number 9 happening very soon. Coming to a Twitch stream near you.
Oh, jeez. I know. It's
well, and by the way, mm-hmm. this is like, you know, without getting too far into it, there's a conversation that I need to have with Brian and Bryce at some point today. About a business opportunity
that is
reliant on
us with a straight face being able to say we will deliver a consistent stream at the time of your choosing.
Yeah, and for not a small amount of money, like for a kind of thing that's worth screaming and yelling at a tech and making sure that all the bits get where they need to go. Kind of money.
I'll tell you what, it's definitely the kind of money that you don't get to bring up on the residential helpline, but you do get to bring up on the business class line.
Well, and that's the problem, is that it is what now we have to figure out is how much of this is actually solvable by Spectrum, right? Like, did they sell you a solution for which they cannot provide? And if that's the case, then it's like, okay, technically, is there anything else that can happen to get this internet more stable? Because a lot of people are looking at that right now. And it's not right now, you know, there's no clear cut answer. Nobody is selling the sure shot solution.
And the tough thing, you know, I think, on one of those Night Attack happy hours that you guys did talking about it, I remember there was someone in the chat who was also in the Discord, and I'm sorry that I've forgotten who was saying this, but like there have been many calculations on the ISP side on how much can they overcommit? How much can the ISPs overcommit to the customers of their capacity, right?
Right.
Like, because most people won't use a lot of upload. Most people won't use all of their download all of the time. And so there are, to have heard this person say that there are calculations, there are actual formulas of, you can have this many people on this line, and they will get a reasonable amount of service. Well, now that more and more people are online out of necessity, that math goes out the window. That is not just overselling seats on the plane. Now everyone's got to get off the island.
Right.
Yeah. So it's thank you for everyone who's been, you know, it's affected some of the shows, and we appreciate you being troopers and continuing to support us, because we don't love that this is the case either.
Yeah, and I guess that's the other bummer too, is like, we all know that there's an other side of this experience, but the only way to get there is over time. You know, you got to do little pokes and prods and changes and see where you end up. And so, I don't know.
Yeah.
Thank you to everybody being patient, I guess.
Yeah. We did get a ghostly message from Andrew Main.
The ghost of a person from a different reality.
he wondered, what shelter in place work habits have you picked up that you think will stay with you once we are not sheltering in place?
I would say, can I tell you, I had a dream. I have a recurring dream.
Uh-oh.
That if you say nightmare, it makes it sound too bad. But we've talked about this before. The recurring dream is always, I'm doing a live stage show and it goes bad. I had a new variation on that dream. And the new variation was that I found out I was double booked to do two live shows in the same day. And I spent the majority of the dream, I went to one university and checked out their tech, and they were all like, we're really excited for the show. And then I went to another university and they checked out the tech, and it's like, yeah, that'll be great. Then I went home and went to sleep, and my alarm goes off in the dream at 5:40 a.m. And I realize I have to go do both shows in one day. And then it hits me, wait a minute, maybe instead of April 25th, they meant August 25th. Yeah, that's probably what they meant. And in fact, maybe they're not even on the same day. And I turned around and rolled over and went to sleep. So anyway, all of this is a long way to say that I think that subconsciously I am processing the deep satisfaction and joy I am getting from not being on the road, from instead just being here with all of you fine gentlemen. That it's been really, really great. And that is a gift that takes a little bit to wrap your mind around, where it's like, it's fine and great. And to be honest, Justin, I think that to some degree, our new audio equipment and the increased perceived intimacy, the presentness, yeah, between the two of us, I think that's a big part of it, where it's like, I feel fundamentally different about being here. It feels like we're all together in a way that didn't feel that way 3 weeks ago.
Mm. I mean, certainly, I think that, in terms of communication, there you realize how much it even affects what you're saying and when you're saying it, and how much there is frustration that can build up when you're in like an I go, now you go, now I go, now you go kind of setting, as opposed to where we are now, where I can actually, like, you can hear me when I try to communicate with you while you're talking, if even just to do like a, yeah, uh-huh, like just little verbal cues that kind of like can build up into a rhythm over time. But yeah, no, it's been great, and it feels so much more professional and exciting. I would say in terms of quarantine stuff, I've enjoyed like getting out of my, like, I've enjoyed my roof. I've got a roof that I can just bring a chair up to and just kind of hang out. Wow. For a while, especially when it's like during the summer and it's nice out. Like, I've realized that, like, there's a way that I can take a break with that doesn't mean leaving the apartment and going somewhere. And I think that will probably stay around for a little bit. But it's hard to say what I'll learn, because I was effectively kind of working from home anyway.
Yeah.
Right. It's, so it, like really this, this has killed more of my free time than it has my work time.
Can I ask like as often as you've mentioned going to the roof, I've always worried about like, anybody else figure out that the roof is a rad place to hang out? Is there a territorial problem with that? Cause that's sort of a common ground.
So I go, you're familiar with my roof. There's yep. the one side that kind of looks out into Lake civilization. Bear. And then there's another that looks back into the kind of neighborhood and the hills. The front one is far more scenic. And so I have seen far more people up there on that side. I eschew that immediately because I am an enlightened roof veteran, and I go to the back. In fact, I don't know if I've told you this, but there was some complaints about people smoking on the roof.
Oh, no. How unfortunate.
And somebody, friend of the roof, decided to buy one of those plastic receptacle things that has like a bucket, and it's just like
an ashtray
with a with like a little hole in the top, so you just kind of put the cigarette in the hole.
Yeah.
And they've just put it there, and they've been emptying the bucket of butts every once in a while. And that friend has incentivized, made it more comfortable for the smokers to say on one side of the roof. So the real enlightened souls can have the back of the roof all to themselves.
Dude, we're not going to do a better story than that to punch out on. what's your habit?
I'm going out and taking a walk more. I'm going out and walking more often, not just as like a means of like,
locomotion,
exercising, but just to get some fresh air or to like decompress. Like when I have moments where I can feel myself spooling up, I can you know, throw on the running shoes and go and take a lap around the apartment complex, or two in some cases, because you get cooped up inside. I already get cooped up inside. Now I can't even go to the gym, or I can't, you know, even go out or see people. And replacing it with or reintroducing, you know, the very low impact, low cost of just taking a nice walk, bigger than it sounds.
Yeah.
So if you've got any, why don't you send them in? Neshcom@gmail.com. Use after things in the email subject line. What habits from working from home are going to stick with you guys?
Man, I would love to hang out longer, but we got 24 minutes until happy hour. This is our only chance to eat.
Well,
food.
It doesn't have to be so bald faced.
No. I mean, like if it were up to me, we would just keep going.
It kind of okay. So, for brush with Justin Robert.
No. This is where I'm gonna. This is the hill I'm gonna die on. I deserve to eat some food today, which I have not done.
After things is about getting the unvarnished business side, and the unvarnished business side is food.
Okay, there we go. It's not some mystical choice. It's the people on the screen made the choice. All right, for Brian Brushman and Justin Robert. I'm Bryce Castillo.
Love you.
It's been after.
The Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.